This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The nephew of an Israeli hostage who was released Friday tells the Associated Press that she was underground for all of her captivity and unaware that a war was going on. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Eyal Nouri, the nephew of released 72-year-old hostage Adina Moshe, told the AP his aunt had to cover her eyes when she was first released.
She was in complete darkness. She had to adjust to the sunlight.
Throughout her captivity with Hamas in Gaza, her nephew said she was unaware her husband had not made it out alive of the October 7th attack. He added she was overjoyed to see her son was still alive and well.
She saw him, she hugged him, she, you know, tears of joy.
Although his aunt is back, Eyal says he will continue to protest for the release of all hostages.
Because now we are very big family.
The captives' families have embarked on a campaign to free their loved ones that has ratcheted up pressure on the Israeli government to secure deals for their release. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden said he hoped to, quote, see something soon when asked on Saturday about the release of hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas after a temporary delay over a dispute about supplies appeared to threaten the deal. Shortly after Biden's comments, the International Committee of the Red Cross confirmed that Hamas handed over 13 Israeli hostages and four foreigners to the organization, according to Qatar's foreign ministry. The brief disruption to the deal to free captives was overcome with the mediation of Qatar and Egypt. White House National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson said Biden spoke on Saturday with Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani on the holdup over the hostage deal between Israel.